Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ. Presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
Because I'm going to make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Welcome to The Upswing, the theme for the week. Tourism, connections, community. You know, not too much different than our themes for most weeks. But, of course, we're a few days away from the RNC right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. So there's a different type of buzz and energy for sure. So first, just a few observations, if I may. There's a definite increase already in the number of people in downtown Milwaukee. There's always a good energy in downtown, but here's what it feels like if this is my comparable. It feels like the beginning of the annual Northwestern Mutual Agents Convention. You know, their annual meeting of the Association of Agents, as they call it, which, by the way, begins July 23rd. That's the energy now. A lot of new people walking around in suits and blazers, and it's really cool to see. I did a walk around downtown yesterday. Kind of went into one local coffee shop. They already said they're ramping up staffing, changing some of their processes and systems, and looking to accommodate expected demand. I stood inside the Kohl's store in downtown Milwaukee for about 10 minutes yesterday and just watched shoppers come in at about 1:30. It was a really good, steady stream. One guy walked in and said, "Hey, I'm looking for a Brewers shirt." Of course, Kohl's sells Brewers shirts, so they sold him a shirt right away. That was fun to see. Meters are bagged, of course, parking-wise. Security fencing is going up, which, you know, gives an interesting look around downtown for sure. Tents are popping up. And, of course, Fiserv Forum is already decked out in red, white, and blue. So today we're going to get additional observations about the RNC and its impact and its future impact from Mark Cass from Team Lammy and Melissa Warner from Visit Milwaukee and Sports Milwaukee. Marissa has a unique role at Visit Milwaukee. She's the director of Sports Milwaukee. And while many may call politics sports, her and her team are focused on really now kind of looking at the RNC closely as they plan and project for future events and sports-related conventions in Milwaukee. In addition, she is, as I'm sure you are and all of us are, really thinking about the impact and the opportunities that Milwaukee will see from next year's NFL draft. So there will be a lot to learn from the RNC there for sure. So the RNC, how it's powering sports forward, that's today. But first, a few observations. Mark Cass, I know you're a downtown dweller as well and probably over here today.
I did.
What are you seeing in downtown Milwaukee?
You know, I liked your analogy of the Northwestern Mutual because everyone has a necklace and a badge on, right?
They all have lanyards.
Badges. They all have lanyards of badges. You're looking at them to see who they are, kind of where they're from, if they're from CNN, if they're from, you know, someplace in Europe. You just want to see. I was just amazed kind of last night. I went out about 6 o'clock and just kind of walked around the perimeter, walked throughout downtown, saw a lot of people still out and about. They were putting up the fencing, which is, that's interesting in itself.
Yeah.
But, love the energy. Love the people. I've seen people already eating in the restaurants. I don't think we understand how many people are already here from the media. And it's not the big high-profile one. It's all the production crews. I mean, they're all over the place. So I think that's, you know, and it's also kind of fun for me, Jeff, as I'm sure for you, after all the years of talking about it. First 2020 not happening. We did all the work to prepare for that. Now it's actually in 24 and it's happening.
Yeah.
You know, we're less than a week away from opening night and all the fun and all the stuff that's going to go on. So it's great to see, but the energy is awesome. The people are awesome. It's going to be a bit of a headache because of traffic and parking, but so what?
Right.
This is what we want, right? This is what we wanted to have. So, you know, just kind of smile and just realize you're going to need patience.
That's right. Sunshine and smiles. That's what it's all about. Marissa, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking time this morning.
You're welcome.
I'm sure it's really busy over at Visit Milwaukee today.
Oh, it is. I mean, our entire staff right now is over at the Barrett Center actually putting together gift bags for 15,000 media, so people that are coming into our city. So as soon as I'm done here, you know, chatting with both of you gentlemen, I have to actually rush over there and go stuff some bags myself.
All right. What's some insight as to what are in those bags? Now,
what's the big thing in the bag?
You break a little news
maybe
here
I mean, kind of a bratwurst? What's in that bag?
Bratwurst, but, you know, maybe something Harley, something Potawatomi.
A motorcycle for all media? Wow, how about that?
We're really good here at Visit Milwaukee. We like to make sure everybody feels welcome.
I love that about Peggy.
I don't think we have that big of a budget.
All right, when we come back from the break, we'll talk more with Marissa and see exactly how Sports Milwaukee plans to leverage the RNC and move Milwaukee forward in the sports world. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community, and conventions. Marissa Warner from Sports Milwaukee and Mark Cass from Team Lammy joined today. So, Marissa, give us your kind of brief background and origin story, if you will.
Of course, my 30-second elevator pitch. I think if, you know, my teammates are listening to this, they've probably heard this about 50 million times, but I was born and raised here in Milwaukee, and I was very lucky. I was blessed. I played volleyball, and so that's why sports has always been a part of my life. I ended up getting a full ride to Fordham University in New York in the Bronx, and spent some time there and started working for hotels, traveled to California, lived there for 5 years, and then realized, you know what, I kind of miss home, and came home and took my experience and being able to see what I can do here. Worked for the Bucks for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And then I was lucky enough to meet the people at Visit Milwaukee. So there, they were just looking to start kind of this new division, or kind of making a, you know, trying to make an impact on sport tourism here. They had not done it prior. And so I started with them 13 years ago and created our own division 4 years ago called Sports Milwaukee. And really what we are focused on is bringing youth, amateur, Olympic, and professional sporting events to the city.
Okay.
How rare is it to have something like this in a visit thing? I mean, like in Cleveland or in Detroit. I mean, is this common?
Absolutely. So we were behind the ball, and, okay, and I'm so grateful that our CEO, Peggy Williams-Smith, was able to realize and gave me the go-ahead when she started at the end of 2019 to, you know, move forward with this division, because we have sports commissions is what they're called. And usually they, you know, were started years ago because of Super Bowls, you know, what you need, that manpower to really run those kinds of events. So it started in Dallas. It started in Indianapolis, Chicago, New York. And so there, every city, pretty much major city, even medium size, small, you know, second, third tier, have a dedicated sports division or department of some type that's truly focused on bringing this kind of economic impact to their communities, because sport tourism is really a huge economic driver.
I mean, years ago, Wisconsin had Wisconsin Sports Authority, Badger State Games, those type of entities that would create public-private partnerships to lure sporting events here. And now it's obviously under the guise of Visit Milwaukee and, you know, good collaboration and partnerships. So as we look at the RNC, let's go back a couple of years. What impact did the 2021 NBA Finals have on just continuing to transform Greater Milwaukee as a destination for sports tourism?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, 2021, so surprisingly, coming out of COVID, was one of our biggest years for sport tourism as a whole, because none of the conventions were going around, but sport was traveling. It was the last thing that parents want to give up for their child.
Right.
They want them to play. They want them to get outside. They want them to be active. And so to be able to have that opportunity where the Bucks to take it all the way in 21 was just a city ready to erupt from being at home for so long and not being able to travel and being able to see what 60,000 people that were outside and another 20,000 that were inside. I mean, we were seen on an international level, the marketing opportunities that it brought to our city to see us as a large city instead of that small, you know, sister city of Chicago, which we're not.
Right.
We stand on our own two feet, and it really put us on that international scale.
You know, so, Jeff, that was a big deal. When you think about what happened in 21 and kind of where we were seeing kind of nationally and internationally, And to think about how rare it is, you know, because everyone thought, okay, this is the first one of many.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't been back since, right?
Right.
So how rare and unusual that was. And, you know, I still travel and kind of when I travel, kind of what I get asked about, I get asked about the Bucks and you get asked about Giannis, right?
Yeah.
And what that means nationally. And I want to come to a game. I mean, I have relatives all over the country who sometimes fly in to see a game because of Giannis. You know, I mean, the opportunity to see him play.
Mm-hmm.
So what that had meant to our city, I think, is indescribable.
Yeah. And I want to tie together after the break how big events like the NBA Finals kind of trickle down, if you will, to the youth sports level, how we create more volleyball opportunities, AAU basketball, soccer in greater Milwaukee. This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Marissa Warner and Mark Cass join us today. So, Marissa, as we kind of look into the RNC lens and you're learning from all the big events that happened last summer in Milwaukee and summers past, how do you continue to leverage those events and create more opportunities, specifically on the youth sports level? I'm always fascinated on the weekends. You know, we have volleyball tournaments in downtown Milwaukee that have 6,000 people here. And I think if you're not here, you really don't experience like the economic impact of those type of tournaments, but they don't happen just organically.
Correct. Again, it truly comes down to marketing and where those opportunities lie and whether it's, you know, let's just take for the RNC. You know, what we look at it as is, you know, parents are going to be here, you know, that they have kids, they have niece, they have nephews who play sports. And so they're going to get a firsthand experience of what Milwaukee is about and our hospitality. And it's going to be word of mouth. I think that's where we're going to see, you know, the biggest impact for us on the sports side. And not only just on the, obviously the youth and amateur side, but for, you know, professional events, being able to look at, you know, maybe a large WWE event or things on that scale, which I know has been talked about before, you know, in the news, but this is going to really put Milwaukee on the map as a city that can host unbelievably large events. This is 50,000 people that are coming to our city. And so what we do in the next week and a half is truly going to lay it out for the next few years.
Yeah. And so you mentioned WWE events. You know, obviously we have a diverse range of sports facilities across the area, not only Fiserv Forum, but American Family Field. Do we have enough facilities to accommodate some of these large scale events?
I don't want us to forget, obviously, Fiserv Forum is amazing. AmFam Field is wonderful. We've got professional teams that are playing there, but really focusing, you know, on the new expansion of the Baird Center. And that is a huge impact on bringing in youth tournaments. And as you mentioned before, Jeff, it's you see those volleyball tournaments that come each week. Well, now, because of the additional 100,000 square feet that have been added on in the exhibit space, you know, these volleyball tournaments that had to turn away teams because they were at full capacity now are expanding into it. So it's only going to further grow the overall impact and the amount of people that come here to the Third Street Market Hall and the restaurants that are about.
I was going to talk about that, Jeff. That's amazing because I've been here on the weekends and I'll come into the food hall on a Saturday. I'm like, what's going on? I mean, you literally aren't able to walk. Because there's so many young people here playing volleyball who are over here for lunch and dinner and snacks and playing the games here. And that's where you see the economic impact. Or when you go down to Starbucks or when you go, I mean, kind of down the street and you try to eat at a restaurant, you don't realize why it's so crowded. It's because all those youth are here.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great example of the economic impact of these kind of events. It's not only in the facility itself. It's all around the facility, and that's great for the city.
Yeah, and you mentioned, Marissa, obviously the expansion of the Baird Center has a huge impact on kind of traditional conventions, if you will, but it can have sporting events there, right? I mean, you have the volleyball tournaments, even have basketball.
Pickleball,
and,
Jeff.
You know, it's big
pickleball's
enough
coming.
To have big pickleball.
Pickleball's coming in November, Jeff.
Yes.
There's a pickleball tournament. You know I'd get
all
that
right,
in here.
There you go.
There's a pickleball
Marcus
tournament
has
coming
to
in
talk
November,
about pickleball.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. It's yeah, and Baird is a huge partner in that event, and pickleball is growing. But, you know, volleyball is kind of, we look at it a little bit of our bread and butter. It's what we've done really well, and it just ironically, that's where my history is in volleyball. But we have, like, large associations that are in our backyard, like Junior Volleyball Association or Badger Region Volleyball Association, that hosts these annual events. And it's one of the fastest growing amongst young girls. And so it's great to see females in sport and seeing that impact. And I mean, we've hosted wrestling there. We host fencing. So one of the major events that's coming next year is the USA Fencing Summer Nationals.
Wow. What's the size and scale of that in terms of participants?
Yeah. So we actually couldn't host it before because of the size of the convention center. So now, actually, with the expanded space, this is the first real, like, outside of the RNC for us that we even booked before the opening.
Really interesting.
Yes. So before the opening, we booked for next summer, which will be over 4th of July. It's going to be a great partnership. We got Summerfest that's going to be going on. Then you've got this happening at the convention center. It's over about 12,000 people over, I think, about 10 days.
Hmm.
And it's really going to fill our hotel rooms. And so it's going to be a fantastic summer.
I'm thinking you and I, some sort of pre kind of tournaments, kind of fencing.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Jeff?
We can try it out. Mentees at Marquette last semester was a fencer. Really? So I learned a little bit about the sport. And
I should be nervous.
It's a whole lot of fun.
I should be nervous when I go up against
you. For sure.
All right.
When we come back from the break, I want to talk about the Three City Collective with Portland and Pittsburgh and Milwaukee and how you work collaboratively with other cities to bring conventions to Milwaukee. Welcome back to The Upswing. Marissa Warner from Visit Milwaukee and Sports Milwaukee and Mark Cass from Team Lammy joined today, getting us an interesting analysis into the business of conventions and sports with the RNC on the horizon next week right here in downtown Milwaukee. So, Marissa, you work collaboratively with other cities across the country and specifically have this three-city collective with Portland and Pittsburgh. How do you work with other cities to attract events to Milwaukee when reality is maybe we're all kind of competing at times, but I'm guessing there's more collaboration behind it than we kind of see it at first glance.
Yeah, absolutely. I realized it years ago. We're actually the first collaboration, a first collective that was created, and other cities have followed our lead after. So such great, introspective just way to look at it from Milwaukee side. And so realize that we're about the same kind of population, same convention center size, same amenities, restaurants, things of that nature is what kind of drew us. And typically an event will go book East Coast, Midwest, West Coast. It's kind of a cycle. So every 3 years it'll go through. And so we thought it'd be great to kind of team up. Well, hey, if you're being approached by this event in Portland, why don't you right away all your sister cities and say, let's make this a 3-year deal and get it in each one of our cities.
Interesting.
So on the sports side, it doesn't necessarily work in that way where they always move east, west, Midwest. However, we still work really well together. I have a great partnership and relationship with both my counterparts in those cities, because in sports, we always figure that if it doesn't work in our city, if it doesn't fit in our space or we have something else that's going on, I'll send it their way. And really just trying to make sure that it works for the event owner or organizer and then for the city. So it's worked out really well.
And I'm guessing when you do that at times, they're going to reciprocate.
Absolutely.
They're going to say, you know what? Hey, Pittsburgh, we don't have an NBA team here, but this AAU event on a youth basketball level probably makes more sense for Milwaukee compared to Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. And I think what's also great is that we share ideas for if they've hosted an event that we're about to host, that we go to each other's cities to be able to see. And they give us a backstage look as to how are they making it work, what logistics we need to have happen, so that we can be successful as well when we host it in future years.
Yeah. So from a logistics standpoint, obviously the NFL draft next year is in Green Bay, but still in the state of Wisconsin. There'll be a lot of people in greater Milwaukee for it too. What do you hope to learn from the RNC? And just, you were at in Detroit.
Yes.
So why don't you give us those kind of through your lens, what we can expect for the NFL draft?
It's absolutely amazing and more than I would have ever expected. And you know, kudos to Detroit. They did a fantastic job. This event is going to bring approximately $90 million to the state in economic impact. So this is huge. This is truly a state event. And granted, we're here to support our partners in Green Bay, but the amount of room nights that were hotel rooms that were filled in Detroit, the restaurants that were filled, I mean, I was there on Thursday evening, which is really their big first opening night, and I was actually shut out. So they had to close it because they were at full capacity by that point.
You just couldn't get downtown to the city center, to the area?
Wow, so wow. I had a pass. Okay. They had that kind of attendance show up and really give it up to everybody in Michigan. It was a lot of Lions jerseys, by all means. That's who you really saw.
Who knew there were that many Lions fans?
I know. But I think we're going to have the same because we know how Packer fans travel. And I've had my friends who are across the country say, all right, I'm coming. This is the one I'm going to come to, because also Lambeau Field is a bucket list destination for so many people.
Yeah.
So that's just going to increase kind of the visitors. And so what we're going to do is just we're partnering with our friends up north and just how can we support? What can we do here to activate our city and to really showcase, you know, Milwaukee as a whole?
Yeah. I mean, Jeff, I think you have to look at what's happened here in the past. Look at what's happened up at Kohler when we've had these huge events, whether it was Ryder Cup, whether it was the PGA Championship. Where did they all stay? They stayed, a lot of them stayed in Milwaukee and then drove up there. But I mean, I remember one time I rode up there on a media, lost right out of the Hyatt. So I think a lot of the media may stay down here. So it's going to help Milwaukee. It's great for Green Bay, but come on now, let's be honest. Green Bay can't handle all these people.
Yeah.
So it's going to spill over into Sheboygan, into Kohler, into Fond du Lac, but a lot into Milwaukee because it's an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes, easily done. And it's a 3-day event.
Right.
So there's opportunities for Milwaukee to really have a great impact here. And I think there's quite a few of us already working on some ideas.
Yeah, and the professional sports teams in the market here, I'm sure will find opportunities, watch parties or whatnot, sponsorship integration, and ways to just kind of leverage what's happening in Green Bay right here in the heart of the state, downtown Milwaukee. All right, when we come back, Marissa Warner, Mark Kass, continue to join us. We're going to talk about seasonality in the sports tourism business, particularly, you know, it gets a little colder in Wisconsin in the winters, but how can we continue to better leverage that and see it as an opportunity, not a challenge? This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, talking sports tourism, and community development right here in downtown Milwaukee. Marissa Warner and Mark Kass joined today. So, Marissa, how does Milwaukee kind of address the seasonality in our interesting winter challenges here? You know, obviously you want sports events to come here in the winter. We don't have, we're not doing downhill skiing or... Maybe we could. So what are those opportunities and how do you have those conversations?
Yeah, I don't think we're definitely doing skiing events. I think we're a little too flat for that.
Yeah.
However, it is actually, I think a lot of people would be surprised, you know, those volleyball events that we were talking about earlier, pack in the first and second quarter of the year each year. So they're annual events. So the Baird Center is really kind of fantastic in regards to really pushing forth tourism, because that's a lot of time when club teams are traveling and playing. So we may not bring in maybe the large kind of meetings or typical conventions you might think of, but sporting events actually do fantastic. So we're really focusing, though, like December and November is when we're really trying to push and hoping that this will, you know, again, the coming up year will market our city even better for that time of year.
Yeah. Okay. So what role does the lakefront and kind of our waterfront location have in attracting sporting events? Obviously, Red Bull has been a big partner with their big event. Was that last summer?
Good old Flugtag.
Flugtag.
That's
yes.
Two summers ago.
A really interesting sponsorship.
That was one of the craziest events I've ever been to. I don't know if you were there, Jeff.
Yeah.
You were obviously there. I mean, I've watched a lot of events in my time. That was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, these are
teams.
A lot
of people that end up in the water. That's all I know.
Exactly. These teams creating. I mean, they spend so much time creating these huge kind of boat things that they just fly off. But
and then they're gone. Yes. And then they're ruined. So.
Yeah. But our lakefront, I mean, that's prime real estate. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I don't know if you've ever had the chance. So outside of Red Bull Flugtag, we've hosted USA Triathlon Age Group National Championships and really have created such a great partnership with them. We've hosted it 6 times out of the last 10 years. And that event brings in approximately 15,000 people between participants and spectators all along the lakefront, creating economic impact, utilizing, which is, I've learned, oddly enough, the cleanest part of Lake Michigan is the little cove right next to Discovery World. So a great place to have some swim events. And now I think because of all of this and our success with Red Bull, they've actually contacted us for another event over Labor Day weekend, which really excited and should be announced today. So
all right, a little bit of breaking news here on the upswing.
See what happens on the show when I come on, Jeff. We get breaking news.
I don't want to give too much away because more is to come. Okay,
but go ahead, tell us. No one, it's all right.
Sure. Nobody's listening.
Oh, they're listening.
Okay. But it's really gonna, I think, make our Labor Day weekend complete, because that weekend, not only are we going to have something along the lakefront outside of the Summerfest grounds, but we're also going to be having the Women's College Volleyball Showcase that's taking place at Fiserv Forum, where the top tiered teams from NCAA that were in the championships last year are coming to compete for a first time event. And it's really, it's going to be amazing to watch. You know, a lot of young girls I know are going to be there looking up to these people and looking up to these women as to what they can do, you know, down the road. And then we're going to finally have IndyCar.
IndyCar is back.
It's very
back
exciting.
At the mile, yes.
Two-day races at the mile.
At the Milwaukee Mile. Yep. So a really great opportunity to get out with your family and just have a fun, sport-filled weekend.
All right,
you
very
know,
good.
I mean, kind of think about it, Jeff. That's what happens in Wisconsin, or I'm sorry, here in Milwaukee, every weekend. How do you choose sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You got 3 or 4 events. You want to hit them all.
We're going to put them all on the same weekend and just let people choose. That's a good thing. That's choice. It's
absolutely
awesome. Bring it on. All right, one more segment with Mark Cass, Marissa Warner from Sports Milwaukee. Are there any big golf events coming up next? Do you see a Top Chef bump? How does that work? And then let's talk a little bit about sponsorship. Is it getting harder or easier in the sports world? This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Marissa Warner from Sports Milwaukee, Mark Cass from Team Lammy joined today. Leveraging the RNC, which opens next week in downtown Milwaukee, how we continue to use big conventions like the RNC to expand our sports footprint across the state and right here in downtown Milwaukee. Marissa, what else is coming up on the sports event side that your group's working on? And maybe what are some of the other things you're bidding on that you hope to kind of leverage the buzz from the RNC?
Absolutely. I think, you know, there are so many different events we can work on, but it's a combination of not only the RNC, which is going to be great exposure, but also the expansion of the convention center. So that's going to allow us for events that we've never had or been able to host before. So some larger weightlifting events, wrestling, and we're looking at NCAA women's volleyball, which will be a combination of both the convention center and Fiserv Forum. So we've bid on that. We've bid on a women's regional basketball event, and we'll find out in October if Milwaukee will be hosting. But talking of NCAA, we're actually going to be hosting men's basketball first and second rounds again coming up in March, March Madness.
Which is huge. I mean, Jeff, you remember those events. I mean, every time it comes here,
yeah,
we get great. We get 8 squads from across the country who come here with their fans, and they spend money, and it's just a great weekend. And it's a big thing for Milwaukee to have that.
Yeah, hosting those first and second rounds in any city is huge. But going up to the Sweet 16, Do we have the facilities to host an event like that? And what are some of the unique challenges there?
If a Sweet 16, we could. It's the Final Four. So the Final Four is always the challenge because of the amount of seats. And I think Dallas obviously broke the mold years ago when they hosted it in their stadium. So the Cowboys Stadium, AT&T. And after that, it kind of was no going back. Unfortunately, that's one thing we don't have in Milwaukee is a football stadium. However, we
I think
have,
we should add one, Jeff. What do you
yeah?
Put it on the
put
civic
it,
list.
Put it on the civic list.
All right. Anybody out there want to put in a big amount of money for an NFL stadium? That'd be great. Right.
Well, obviously, from the money standpoint, Marissa, all these events require partnership and sponsorship. And Mark, you know this well in what you do day to day. Now, is that becoming an easier or harder sell? And do things like the RNC help kind of project, hey, we can handle these big events, so the sponsors are a little bit more willing to dive in?
I think the conversations are there. I think they're a lot more willing. They're definitely open because now they've heard and they've seen a lot more about Milwaukee in these last few years than probably they ever have, being in the spotlight. But I don't know if it's gotten any easier to then get the final money for these events, because there are so many more events now that are looking for that same bucket of money.
Yeah. And I also think, Jeff, it's about showing them what it's worth. We have sponsors every day asking us, kind of show us, how is our money being spent? Kind of what's the return? What's the eyeballs?
Right.
Kind of what's the impressions? How's it being seen around the country, kind of around the world? You know, it's a, you know, I mean, I always say it's never easy. But it's obviously very important and crucial. You know, we're seeing some success, but you got to work hard for everyone.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds. Mark, give us a quick update on the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. I saw some new signage up yesterday, right?
We got in under the wire, kind of as the security fences were going up. We have new kind of new photos and also new signs on the walkway entering both from the north and the south. We have photos up of Donald Driver, of Ted Kellner, kind of start to show the story of what goes on there. And coming soon, Jeff, probably about 3 weeks, going to have a scoreboard up there, an LED scoreboard, which will run 24 hours a day. We'll have highlights. We'll have commercials. We'll have information about the Hall of Fame. We're going to make that really the hotspot. And soon, we're going to have some events down there. You and I are going to host the first
event.
All right. Very good. Lots of news today on the upswing. I love it. Mark Cass from Team Lammy, Marissa Warner from Visit Milwaukee and Sports Milwaukee.